for Exploding Head Movies with Gak. And yeah, sorry about that. Just got back in from the fire alarm. And so, one good thing is that we just went through an entire Canadian set. And I apologize to the Sadies for playing their entire album. Don't copy this show and distribute it. Whatever you do, go buy the album or something. Anyhow, you're listening to CITR once again on 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Hopefully you all enjoyed the Sadies there. I guess I don't have to play any this time around, but that's what a fire alarm does for us here. Let's turn this around. Hey, I can hear me. So that was the entire Sadies album. Hopefully you enjoyed that, as that was our special tribute to a fire alarm. Don't worry, the sub is still intact. CITR 101.9 FM is still broadcasting, so stick around for Exploding Head Movies, a slightly shorter version.
Time ago, in a city far, far away,
CITR
was born. In the decade ahead, America will be in space.
CITR
is already there. Astronaut Neil Armstrong had this to say about
CITR.
It's one small step for man.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Herbert R. Tarlick, Chairman.
That isn't the Sub Fire, but that is the Arcade Fire, and that is the title track from their forthcoming album, The Suburbs, which was also available as a limited edition 12-inch single early last month. So the album's due early August. There's 16 songs, multiple album art. That's enough, apparently, to piss off Billy Corgan. Exclusively about the album art, not a song quality thing. And the inspiration behind The Suburbs comes from two of the band members, brothers Will and Wynn Butler. And when they were on NPR recently, they spoke of the inspiration of moving from a small town on the California-Nevada border to the suburbs of Houston, Texas, where they grew up. So it is 7:45. Exploding Head Movies is starting a little late here, but we're going to provide you with some all-Canadian content here on UBC's Mesmerizingly patriotic and fire-resistant community radio station, 101.9 FM CITR. You can find us on the web if you're not in Vancouver at www.citr.ca. I'm Gak. I'm here with you till 9. Phone number for the booth here is 604-822-2487. You can also email me at radiofreegak@gmail.com. So amongst all the Canadiana we're going to present to you, we are also going to feature a Canadian composer, and it'll be Michael Dana. We're going to listen to two scores, which includes his latest collaboration with director Adam McGoyan, and that'll be for the film Chloe. And then from 2004, we're going to listen to a soundtrack to Vanity Fair. But we're going to kick off with a local duo here. They just played last night in Helsinki, as I sort of told everyone on Facebook, probably in some weak Finnish. Japandroidit, or Japandroids. They have their second of 5 7-inches due this. They're releasing 5 7-inches this year. And their second is coming out July 20th on polyvinyl. It features a cover of The X's classic Sex and Dying in High Society. Maybe you saw them at North by Northeast, but they're doing a whole bunch of festival tours. They're going to be doing Bumbershoot. They'll be in Portland for Music Fest Northwest, and they will be back in BC. They're playing Nelson in September 28th. So, from their latest 7-inch, here's Japandroids with Younger Us.
Feeling was never. like to make $5,000 a month?
Always with your girlfriends, always with your conversations, making up for lost time, making it with me. Wait up! You never get nervous anymore. So wait up! You never get nervous anymore. What did you want me to say?
That job I liked. I started out as a processor and then worked my way up into the sales.
I don't even know where that is coming from there. My goodness. Oh. One thing I hate about the internet is those click under ads and, hey, would you like to get $5,000? No, I would not. Anyways, what we just heard there was Tokyo Police Cub, and that is off their latest album, Champ. And that was Wait Up, Boots of Danger. And that came out earlier this month, and hopefully, you, for those of you with a TV at this point, they actually are scheduled to play David Letterman tonight, barring, you know, catastrophe, preemption, or fire alarm. And anyways, Tokyo Police Club, they were formerly known as the band Suburbia up until 2005 when they chose the known name. And the keyboardist, Graham Wright, released a solo EP in 2008 called The Lakes of Alberta. And he actually has another solo album due later this year. And the drummer, Greg Alsop, has been uploading comedy sketch videos to a couple websites. And they're actually coming to town on October 2nd. They're playing in 19 and over at the Commodore Ballroom. And they're also playing Victoria. They're playing the next night, October 3rd. So you can plan ahead. They're playing Element. That's also 19 and over. And if you're in Thunder Bay, September 25th, they're playing Crocs, that wonderful place.
You know, Joe, you start with these riffs in your head.
We're good.
And something you want to say, and you want to spin gold, but the thing is, people don't want your sounds. They only want...
You people, you're the fucking coolest!
Just fucking use you. You know what I'm saying, Joe?
What is that? What is it? One more shot and salute?
Tune in to Sore Throats and Clapping Hands, hosted by Robert Privet, Monday evenings at 6:30 on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And in the end, it's love.
We'll be right back.
And there they are, out of Toronto. That's The Broken Social Scene, off their latest album, Forgiveness Rock Record, through the Arts and Crafts label. And that was All to All. And amongst everything else that the BSS are up to, they actually have been part of a film that just came out. So Bruce McDonald's been a director for a long time. Some of you might remember him from Highway 61 or Roadkill. Others probably better know him through Hardcore, Logo, and Pontypool. And he has a new film out that uses Broken Social Scene's live concerts as a little bit of a bridge amongst a romance. So the film's called This Movie is Broken, and it's playing in two cities right now, and one of them would be Vancouver. So if you're at the, if you want to go to the Cinemark Tinseltown, raid down on Crosstown area there in the downtown, it's playing there. So do go check that out, because Bruce McDonald is a treasure. And I think at some point, one thing amongst everything else I have to do is a Bruce McDonald sort of tribute show, including Hardcore Logo. It's 8 o'clock here in Vancouver. You're listening to CITR 119 FM. I'm Gak. This is Exploding Head Movies here. And let's get a little heavy here. And we're going to kick off with some metal from New Westminster. And this is Black Wizard and their quartet. And if you do want to go check them out, I thought this was June, but no, it is July. So July 30th, they're playing at the Biltmore Cabaret. If you go to Squamish on the 31st of July, they're playing the GXHXPXRX Festival. I'm sure it spells something out. And then if you're in Whistler, August 1st, they're playing in a venue yet to be announced, along with Emeralds and Huge Nelk. And this, they have a new little EP out, 7-track album, self-titled, and this is the third track. So here is Black Wizard with Waves.
Stuck in this river, trees
Drummer Maya Miller and guitarist vocalist Becky Black. They're known as the Pack AD, and that's off the latest album, We Kill Computers, much as we all want to. And that track was BC is on fire. But beware, UBC itself is not on fire, at least physically. The fire marshal, the fire brigade, we're here. Everything is safe and sound. Everything has been stripped of all flammable wares, so we are cool. The fire alarms are no longer ringing. People are able to freely go through the SUB Student Union Building. I'm rambling here. Anyways, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm Gak, and along with BC is on fire. They do have, if you're going to Set Island this week, the Pack AD are playing two official shows there at least. So they're playing this Wednesday somewhere and then Thursday somewhere else. But presumably if they're going to be around there, who knows? Any sort of a festival like that, a lot of secret shows do happen. So be aware if you are in Calgary. And yes, Sled Island is this week. Everyone, many folk here from CITR actually are on their way there. Some people, I know one person even biked there. It started last week. He may be almost there by now. Anyways, I will quit rambling here, but let's listen to another local artist. And this comes in the form of The Crackling. And this features the drummer from who's backed Mother Mother Company's Dan Magan all the time. And he actually appears in a lot of other jazz combos as well, too. And this man, as I reach for the conveniently placed CD here, that's Kenton Lowen. He's joined here with Tyson Nalen on piano. He's joined by bass, drums, guitar, all that wonderful stuff. And he just had a record release party for his debut album last Friday at Little Mountain Studios. And that album is called Keep Full Ambitious, and here's Crackling with Reticence.
You entice love. Abandon
Antonian Warren Hildebrand, better known as Foxes in Fiction. That was his track, Flashing Lights Have Ended Now. And that's off his album, which was just re-released through Mood Gadget. And the album's called Swung from the Branches. And he's been posting raw tracks from that album onto his blog, which you just look for Foxes in Fiction. And you can find that, the downloads. And he's actually posted an awesome link to get at least the first album of four from William Baczynski's Disintegration Loops, something I totally want to tackle one show when I have more than 6 hours at my disposal. And in the background here, you're listening to A Fire. Not one in the studio, but just something on YouTube here. Just to put you in the frame of mind of what could have happened here. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Here's one of the businesses that should be open again, post-fire alarm.
This boy and girl coming home from school look quite content with life. And why not? They're looking forward to an important date. Dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, UBC students have lots of on-campus dining options.
The Pendulum Restaurant, your source for fresh dishes made in-house. The Pendulum boasts a large selection of vegan dishes, a comfortable atmosphere, and tasty breakfasts. On sunny days, you can also enjoy the licensed patio. Conveniently located next to the pit, the Pendulum is open 7 days a week. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society. Hey, as far as I'm so bad, my turn to food.
Toronto. Loose Crystal Castles off their second album, also called Crystal Castles. And that was Intimate. And in the midst of a European festival tour right now, just finishing dates in Finland, Poland, and they just did Glastonbury. They will be back in North America in August, but currently no West Coast appearances are scheduled. You're listening to CITR Vancouver here. I'm Gak. This is Exploding Head Movies. We are scrambling through all the radio that we could provide you. And next up is Thunder Heist. And they're a Toronto-Montreal duo, but this is going to be their final single for 2010 before they take a bit of a hiatus, and they're going to focus on some solo projects. So this came out on the Bacardi label, and this is apparently like a live performance. So here is Thunder Heist with Drive-In.
Oh,
We just heard there was Caribou off his phenomenal latest album this year's Swim. That was Sun. And that is Dan Snaith, formerly called Manitoba. He's actually about to start a tour through Asia right now, hitting dates in Hong Kong, China, Korea, and Japan. And you're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver. I'm Gak, and this in the background is Michael Dana. And this is from one of his latest soundtracks. And this is a great little Canadian film, even though it is a remake of a 2004 French film by the name of Nathalie. And this is Chloe, which is Adam Egoyan's latest film. And this actually marks the fifth or sixth collaboration that Egoyan has had with Dana. Dana was born in Winnipeg, and he made his feature debut with one of Adam Egoyan's first films, an early one called Family Viewing in 1987. And that score earned Dana the first of his 13 Genie Award nominations, and over his career he's won 5 times for achievement in music. So in the background, this is In My Line of Business, and we're going to listen to a few more cues from the Chloe soundtrack. This starred Liam Neeson, unfortunately timed during his wife's accident in Montreal when she passed away after a skiing accident. It also starred Julianne Moore, beautiful woman, met her once in person in Brooklyn. And she was filming something called The Forgotten, and it also stars Amanda Seyfried. So here are a few cues. Enjoy yourself, and I'll be back with another score as well, too. All right, we started off with In My Line of Business, then we heard Shower, The First Time, Waiting Room, and then Told You Not to Call. And that comes from Michael Dana's score to the recent Adam McGowan film, Chloe. And it's available through Silva Screen right now. It's only available in Europe right now, but I believe a North American release is due soon. And one weird thing to connect back to the indie rock is that Egoyan's a big fan of the London, Ontario band Raised by Swans. And they actually have two songs in the film. And the character Chloe refers to them in person as well. So stick around. We have another soundtrack to profile by Michael Dana.
CITR has tons of friends. Because with your Friends of CITR card, you get rad discounts from local businesses. Say Commercial Drive is your home sweet hipster home. Then present your Friends card at Bone Rattle Music, Audiophile, People's Co-op Bookstore, High Life Records, and Spank Clothing. And you'll receive awesome discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
Okay, amongst other things that Michael Dana has done recently, he scored the short-lived Joss Whedon series Dollhouse. He also worked on 500 Days of Summer, The Time Traveler's Wife, and along with his brother Jeff, they did The Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus, the last film with Heath Ledger. And Jeff Dana is a scorer on his own right, and someone worth a profile at some point, but we're going to stick with his Michael here. And in the background, we're starting to listen to the score to the 2004 film Vanity Fair. And Dana's worked with the director, Mira Nair, in the past. They worked on Monsoon Wedding. And there's a lot of allusions here to romantic classical music like Schubert and Beethoven, as we can see here in the background. But he's fused them with a bit more of a modern sensibility. And with Mira Nair, there's actually a little bit of an undercurrent of Middle Eastern and Indian tones. And on the soundtrack itself, four songs include evocations, including an interpretation of a Lord Byron sonnet. So here is the London Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Nicholas Dodd with Michael Dana. And from the Vanity Fair soundtrack, we're listening to Exchange. Thank you. And in the background, on the piano, it is Michael Dana himself, channeling a little bit of Beethoven here with Adagio. Before that, we heard No Lights After 11, and we started off with Exchange. And in the background shortly, we will hear I Owe You Nothing. And along with everything else that he's done, he was the composer in residence at a planetarium in Toronto from 1987 to 1992. And he's done some dance production works for the Royal Winnipeg Ballet and something called the Carbone 14 Dance Company. And that's Michael Dana, good old Canadian boy, based out of Toronto, born in Winnipeg. And that's it for Exploding Head Movies this week. Coming up at 9 p.m., it's The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. So it is the Jazz Festival right now, 25th anniversary. Some wonderful music to be heard out there. Gavin's been consuming as much of it as possible. He even brought his saxophone to the studio. So if you behave, and if you're really lucky, you may hear him toot it. But who knows? Then after some overnight magic, it is 6 a.m. Tuesday morning, Pacific Picking with Andrea and Arthur. So enjoy that. So if you missed any of this week's episode, you can always grab the MP3 as a podcast through the CITR website, www.citr.ca. Next week, I will be in Thunder Bay, far, far away. But what I've managed to do is there was one show in the podcast schedule that was completely screwed up. So I'm going to do a rebroadcast of the Polish Tribute, since I was able to reassemble that from scratch. Then 2 weeks from now, July 12th, we'll have a profile on Terrence Blanchard, great jazz musician in his own right, and we're going to profile his score to the Spike Lee film 25th Hour. So we're going to close things up here with some Afro-Funk from Ottawa. This is the Soul Jazz Orchestra. They have a new album out through Strut Records called Rising Sun. It's big in the UK. And what we'll listen to is Agbara. So enjoy yourselves. Canada Day is coming close. Summer might be even closer still. And enjoy yourselves, and I'll see you in 2 weeks.
You are listening to CITR FM and Cable 101.9. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show, coming right up with Gavin Walker. And check us out on the web as well, www.cjazz.com.